This is Day to Day, a writing class that really delivers. Its alums have authored more than 40 books. That's coming up. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, Black History Month is almost over. This is a time when many African Americans pay special attention to their roots.
One of them, the Reverend Al Sharpton, found himself in the spotlight recently when his genealogy was revealed. Here he is yesterday on his syndicated radio show.
We're talking about the story that broke this weekend, front page New York Daily News, about how the family of Strom Thurmond, in fact, were the owners of slaves, including my great-grandfather, Coleman Sharpton. And we have in studio...
Initially, Reverend Sharpton was shocked to discover his connection to the late segregationist Senator Strom Thurmond. But as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates discovers, unusual family relationships come up all the time in genealogical research.
When Reverend Al Sharpton accepted the offer of a reporter at the New York Daily News to have his ancestry traced, he was doing what a lot of Black Americans have done. For the past decades, millions of African Americans have sought to trace their family histories.
A lot of it has to do with the affordability and also accessibility of records that were not available to the average person even 5 years ago.
That's Denise Oliver-Belez, an anthropology professor at State University of New York, New Paltz, and one of several professionals and talented amateur genealogists on Afrogenius.com, a free website that helps African Americans and others trace their roots. Oliver-Belez says Blacks often find it an emotional experience when they discover tangible evidence of an ancestor's existence. That was certainly true for Katie Brown Bennett. She spent hours at a research center in Colorado Springs tracing the history of Squire, a great-great-grandfather for whom she finally found a bill of sale.
When I saw that, I knew Squire from researching, you know, from 1910 back, but that was the first slave document that I found. When I saw that, I was shocked. It was overwhelming. I was at the research center, and tears just started flowing down my face, and I cried like a baby.
Discovery of that one slave record enabled Bennett to go farther back in her family's history, to the 1700s. She says it's given her a more complete sense of herself.
With the Black lines, as I went back and saw where my folks were from, like from Virginia and Georgia and North Carolina, and now with the DNA work that I've done, finding them in Sierra Leone and Guinea and Bioko Island and other places, it just makes me have a better awareness of who I am.
And that doesn't always come through research. Bernadette Pulley Pruitt works for the Maryland Historic Trust in Annapolis. During a casual conversation with her supervisor's father, she discovered an amazing coincidence.
The person whose family had enslaved our family, the Harrises, was the Rideouts, and I was working with one of their descendants.
Her boss's father actually took her to his ancestral cemetery where her ancestor was buried, the lone Black person in a field of whites. Turns out the families had lived on adjoining farms for almost two centuries. Her ancestor's owner has assisted in her search, providing family records and other bits of history to help her fill in her own blanks. For Pulley Pruitt, the work was worth it.
I think it can be empowering, if anything.
Reverend Sharpton says since his discovery, he's felt a spectrum of emotions ranging from anger and shame to pride. I asked Shirley Taylor Hayslip, an author who's traced her own family history in the bestseller The Sweeter the Juice, whether Sharpton's reaction to his ancestry is unique.
No, it doesn't make him unique. I think it suggests that he is a victim of a certain kind of almost brainwashing in this country and a certain kind of shame where Black people did not want to admit that they had white relatives or white ownership because it was such a heavy and sorrowful burden. So when people are shocked to find out they have this, it's almost as if they didn't live here or know American history.
Some Black Americans feel that, medical information aside, who owned whom doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The past is past and folks need to move on to focus in the future. Denise Oliver-Belez argues against that inclination.
It's a shared history for all Americans, and the current climate of saying forget about the slave period, you know, move on. Well, it's not about moving on. It's about us all working together to uncover that part of American history.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.